This past year has seen a lot of momentous global news stories, from the Arab Spring uprisings to the recent death of Kim Jong-il. Back stateside, one of the biggest stories is the ever-changing contest to become the Republican presidential nominee.
Corporations are people, my friend.
Okay, Libya.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, and the, what's the third one there? Let's see.
Just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing.
It's like, you know, handing up this and saying this glass of water is a glass of beer. Well, you can call it a glass of beer, but it's not a glass of beer. It's a glass of water. And water is what water is. Marriage is what marriage is.
Got all this stuff twirling around in my head.
Any ad which quotes what I said on Sunday is a falsehood.
The education, commerce, and let's see. I can't. The third one, I can't. Sorry. Oops.
San Francisco comedian Will Durst has compiled his own top 10 comedic news stories of 2011.
Hey, guys. Will Durst here with my 8th annual top 10 comedic news stories of the year. Now, please be warned, this list is not to be confused with the top 10 legitimate news stories of the year. No, no, no. They're as different as three bean chili and paisley bow ties. Like strip mining slag heaps and little rubber duckies, wired-haired dwarf goats, and plastic dinnerware. Now, these are the events from the year of our Lord, 2011, that most lent themselves to mocking and scoffing and taunting in ample amounts. Number 10. Wisconsin Senate plays hide-and-seek with Governor Scott Walker. They ran across the border to Illinois and hid out for a month. Yeah, like Illinois doesn't have enough problems with politicians doing nothing. Number 9, the budget battles. You had to admire the year-long Republican negotiating stance. No, 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 no. What are you guys, for? Number 8, the super committee. Slower than a slug on Thorazine, less powerful than a soggy Kleenex, unable to compromise in a million years. Number 7, Donald Trump. I want to see Barack Obama's birth certificate. Yeah, well, we want to see your DNA. First, you get to prove to us that you're a carbon-based life form. Number 6, Rick Perry. The candidate for those of you who could never cozy up to George Bush due to all of his intellectual elitism. Number 5, Occupy Wall Street. Giving the whole country a chance to experience Burning Man, only without any of that playa dust or art. Number 4, Herman Cain. His campaign fell victim to a classic case of he said, she said, she said, she said, she said, she said, she said. Number 3, Barack Obama. Continually compromising with the Republicans the same way the Titanic compromised with that iceberg. Number 2, the death of Osama bin Laden. He collected porn, used herbal Viagra, and if you believe the videos, he hogged the remote. Hate Americans? Looks like he was practicing to be one. And the number 1 comedic news story of the year 2011, Anthony Weiner. And it was his own damn fault. He had the choice of pronunciation, could have gone with Weiner, still a lousy name for a politician, or he could have gone whole hog. Yes, we spell it W-E-I-N-E-R, but it's pronounced Schultz. For Cross Currents, I'm Will Durst.